Dreamscape presents Unblood by Robin Weidman and Scribes of Solterra. Narrated by Nick Mondelli. 1. Kieran sighed warily, brushing a damp lock of hair from his furrowed brow. He fidgeted with his stuffy inner robes that itched his skin, knowing that in a house where appearances were everything, there'd be hell to pay if he didn't tidy himself up to look like one of those snobby young masters that pranced about the city. Scraping his hair back into a more secure topknot was, as he already knew, a waste of time. As it dried, stubborn wisps of his dark brown hair tumbled loose once more. His mother would not be pleased. Sighing, he crossed the lofty drawing room to where the table of treasures lay waiting. Spirit lamps burning with fire chi adorned the walls, lighting up every dark recess, casting the room in a warm glow. Fancy silk drapes hung from the windows. Fearsome red tigers snarled from festive banners draped across the rafters, while swaying red lanterns added to the festive air. This was the beginning of the New Year festival, and his 17th birthday. But in a room filled with treasures, there were no gifts for him. His eyes roamed, searching the neatly arranged auction items on display for any kind of welcome distraction. Several items captured his attention, but the gift he wanted most couldn't be bought. The auction items were organized into three groups. A firm favorite with auction house bidders was the alchemy group, which included rare herbs, pills, powders, and elixirs. The craft item group included armor, weapons, talismans, cauldrons, and extra-dimensional storage devices. But it was the artifact group that Kieran loved the most. Artifacts that made perfect auction items included rare cultivation manuals, mysterious bamboo scrolls, and ornamental pieces. Kieran's mother, Hui Verita, loved inkwash scrolls. There was no escape from them. They were placed within every room within the auction house and adjoining family quarters. His father, Lau Harith, was quite the charmer and loved to impress guests with his knowledge of Solterran legends presented in the inkwash scrolls. The four beauties of Ryloon were larger than life ink scrolls that decorated the lobby walls beside the tall green entrance doors. As guests arrived, Harith entertained them with stories of the four fairy cultivators who used their magical beauty to bring emperors to their knees. Their presence was a reminder of his mother's power and influence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?